So welcome back to Guidestone University and a new session. In this session, we're going to look at three things that every leader must communicate in order to survive. I want to tell you a quick story. Several years ago in our nonprofit, we were working on some things and we experienced the greatest season of charitable giving. There was no capital campaign, there was no fundraising campaign, no direct mail appeal, no challenge. We didn't sell anything. We didn't beg for a lot of stuff. Yet people gave. They just started giving, and more than $500,000 came in over a period of a number of weeks. And at first, I didn't fully understand it. And as I started looking back, you know, it was so incredibly alarming to me almost. I mean, I almost didn't plan for it. I went back and said, okay, what did we do? And how can we do that again? How can we replicate this as we go forward? So like I said, I mean, I was really caught off guard by the significant increase in giving. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We had planned for a surplus because we were looking ahead and we had projected a surplus, but I was cautiously optimistic. And here's why. This was during a time when the economy had a significant downturn. I mean, people were losing their jobs. People were getting laid off. People were very worried about their investments. They had lost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars if they'd been working for a long time. I mean, there was a lot of things that were going on in the market. Many people felt like the country was headed off the proverbial cliff. At the same time, the stock market was taking a dive. I mean, it just wasn't looking good. And so those people that know me know that I have huge vision. And even in moments like that, I mean, normally I'm able to go through those things, anticipate them, and come out the other side and feel okay. But even though my vision is normally huge, as a result of the things that we experienced during this incredibly challenging time in the marketplace and for people all over our country, my vision today is much greater than it was then. Because I saw what happened in those moments, that people gave generously despite the numerous negative economic indicators. And so every year we send out communications to the donors that we have, people that give significantly to our organization. And these same things can be translated. So if you're in a company and you have people who buy products or who buy services from you, or if you're in a faith-based organization where you have people who attend your church, or if you're in an educational institutions where you have enrollment or donors that give to donor development or fundraising in an educational situation, all of these things translate. In fact, we've helped all of these types of organizations. I mean, even entrepreneurs who just are selling things in an online space. We've helped organizations with these things to move their organizations forward using these same principles that we're going to talk about here. So here's what I know. People willingly and generously give, and people willingly and generously buy where they perceive value. That's why it was so energizing when people gave to us. By giving, they were demonstrating that they believe in us. They believe in our mission. They believe in our vision. They believe in our purpose. And they value it enough to give to it or to buy from it over every other organization in the market, over every other cause in the world. See, the mission and vision of our organization is huge. I mean, it's valuable. And you feel the same way about your company or about your organization or about your work. And part of my role involves communicating that value so that people have the opportunity to join in the cause, to see the value, and to buy or to donate to the cause. So as we're thinking about these things and we're looking at, okay, what happened and how can we communicate this year? How can we communicate this quarter to our key stakeholders? What does that communication need to include? We ended up coming up with three things that every leader must be communicating in order for their leadership to survive, in order for their organization to survive. Number one is vision. You say, well, I've heard this talk before. I mean, everybody's got to be developing vision, communicating vision. And that's true. Here's what we want to say to you. Successful people and successful organizations are not only continuously developing vision, but they're continuously communicating vision. Most people, maybe even you're sitting here, you're thinking about, man, I do that. Give me the next point. Or you're trying to think about fast forward to the next point. Here's what you need to hear. If you think you have communicated vision enough, you haven't. You need to communicate vision more. You will never over-communicate vision. You will never over-communicate vision. One more time. You will never over-communicate vision. You got it? Do something that is doomed to fail unless your entire heart is into it. Do something that is doomed to fail unless your entire team is passionately working toward it, and then communicate it fanatically. You will never over-communicate vision. So number one, three things every leader must communicate to survive. Number one is vision. Number two is what's next. Communicate what's next. So the first thing we must communicate, vision, is all about long-term, looking ahead. Number two, what's next, is all about the short-term. See, it's not enough to communicate with people about what's way out there. Sometimes they can't grab a hold of that, especially if you're in a commodity business where you're selling product or you're selling services. I mean, people like, well, I don't need to know about what's way out there if I can't get it now. I mean, we're in an instant gratification culture and an instant gratification world. The journey is much more enjoyable when you can share it with other people. And so when you have people who can identify with where you are and what you're selling or the cause that you're benefiting, then they love where you're headed. They have an opportunity to buy in with where you're headed. And so free them to succeed by providing clear, tangible next steps for them to follow. Show them what's coming up. Show them what's just over the horizon. They might just take it and run with it. And that's when you're able to see exponential growth, because then they're out there communicating the vision and they're out there communicating the next steps for you and together with you. So number two, communicate what's next. And then number three, communicate what just happened. So number one, vision is all about long-term future. Number two, what's next, is all about the short-term. Number three is about the recent past. And this is just as important as the first two. See, people need to know that when they buy from you or they give to you, they want to know, okay, what are you doing with it? Are you going to create something else? Are you creating something better? Are you creating something bigger? It's easy to forget to stop and smell the roses, yet our teams need to hear about the progress that we're making. And sometimes it's hard for us to see the progress when we're in the midst of the work. You know, that whole forest and trees thing. So enjoy the journey, celebrate the progress, and in your communications, talk about where you just came from. Celebrate even the small successes. Your team, your organization, even in your leadership, you'll find more energy and passion when you do. So what's the alternative? I have an organization right now that I've been talking to for over a year. They're struggling. They're losing key stakeholders. They're losing revenue. They're running behind in nearly every key indicator. And I've shared with them these three things over and over again, and yet they've refused to do it. I mean, if they would do it one time, in fact, I've even thought about saying, look, I will pay for all the work that it takes to get this done. And then when it works, then you can just give me 90% of the profit or whatever that happens from it. But the alternative is, if you're not communicating these three things, your company or your role may be gone in less than 5 years. You cannot survive. If we're not communicating what's ahead, if we're not communicating what's next, and if we're not communicating what just happened, we will not make it. We cannot make it because we don't have the respect and influence that people are looking to us for. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to, whether it's craft an email or if it's craft a letter or if it's craft a simple newsletter, whatever it is that works for your organization, for your work. And I want you to include these three things. Include number one, vision. Include number two, short-term, what's next. And then number three, the recent past, what just happened. It can be just a handful of sentences. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to take you a long time to create it. And then have some type of call to action that you can send out to people. Here's what we want you to do next. And then if you want to, shoot it to me in an email. Hey, I did what you said to do. Here's a draft of it. I'd love for you to look it over. Send me some feedback and I'd be happy to do that for you. Shoot it to me in email. So you're going to craft an email and you're going to include these three things in it. And then you're going to use it sometime over the next couple of days. You're going to use it and see how it helps you and how it helps your organization. And then we'll see you in the next session of GuideStone University.